You are now checked in to Stand Up New York Labs. Oh, yeah.
It's time for the End of Conversation podcast with funny man Damian Lemon. Crazy is Dominican, you know, Vladimir, come on, yo. My cool man from the county of D, Ali Muhammad.
Yeah.
Hi.
Aha, we are back in the conversation. This is Damian Lemon. On my right-hand side, I got...
El alcalde Vladimir Camaño.
Okie doke, and on my left-hand side...
Sound like the Migos.
On my left-hand side, though, I got...
Ali Muhammad.
Oh, shit. Got the whole...
Muhammad. Trifecta.
Got the trifecta. Got the trinity back. You know what I mean? This is what the people want.
This
you know what I mean?
Yeah. What's up, people? Welcome to the conversation.
Exactly. How y'all doing?
We good.
Okay. We're starting very aggressive and shit.
We good.
How's it going, man? How y'all fellas doing?
Man, everything cool, man. Got you rounding this summer out, man.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Summer's a wrap. Did you own the summer?
I own mine.
I definitely own mine.
Did y'all own y'all summers?
I grabbed that mine by the throat. And I was
did
like,
you?
You mine, summer.
Go and ahead, I probably had one of the most productive seasons this year so far.
Damn.
My summer
was very productive, yeah.
Kind of killed shit.
I got Jordans. I went to Montreal.
Oh, shit.
Trip to L.A.
Motherfuckers went hard.
Dude, I'm running for president.
Go it's ahead. A rap. You might have some competition.
Just a real comp out here.
Running for president. Who got comp? Who got comp?
Man,
who comp
you know, there's quite a few people out there.
Who out there? Tell me, who out there? Talk to me.
These nuts. Still
these
out there.
These nuts.
And there's this one cat, Kanye West.
2020,
nigga said. He said, give me some time to get my shit together.
You gotta get his weight up.
I'm not gonna just jump in and just yet. I got a couple albums I wanna put out.
You know what I mean?
If these nuts can run, Kanye could definitely step up.
If these nuts can run, that sounds like a weird memoir. Nah, man.
That could be the title of the podcast for this one. If these nuts could run.
Yeah. We'll see.
We'll see.
We'll see. I don't know.
We'll
that
see
might
about
be
that.
Too misleading.
Yeah.
If these nuts could run.
Anyway, yeah, man. Yeah, the summer was cool. I had a good summer. I don't know if I owned. I had a good time. I don't know if it was all right. I enjoyed myself. Y'all motherfuckers make me want another summer.
Well, you still got about a week.
Have to go hard
about a
this
week.
Fall.
Yeah, you got nah, a good got, week left.
You got a good week left to go in, go hard.
Yeah, Labor Day to end it out, right?
That's true.
Could you do a good white party or something?
Exactly. Go get some linen pants.
Get some linen.
What's the rule? No white before? What's the rule?
After Labor Day, no white. So you got to just go out with a bang.
Unless you know what I'm saying, could pull it off.
Yeah. I wear whatever's clean, man.
There you go.
I don't got no rules.
You like yellow.
You know what I mean? If it's clean, put it on.
You said yellow.
Yeah, and straight out of Compton when Easy was like, I told y'all to wear all black. What happened to you? Like, man, it's the only shit I had clean.
Oh, right. That's crazy.
Right before they went up to the front of the manager.
That's crazy. Oh, shit, man. Did y'all see those VMAs?
Yeah, we saw the pause. We saw highlights. I saw highlights.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Did you see the Kanye rant?
Speech?
Stream of consciousness, whatever the fuck.
Depending
he was
on
doing.
Who it is a rant or a speech.
I thought the nigga was trying new material.
Well,
I
just know, that's how he do.
I wonder if like if he's doing this if he's not like that at all in person. Like if he's just so calm at home, but then he has his public persona. Uh-huh. I think it's brilliant.
It could be. I mean, it's captivating.
Yeah. He knows how to get clicks. He's a stage artist.
No doubt.
But what did you think of this shit? The shit was all over the place. Shit was rambling.
Somebody posted that shit from a man on Living Color, the cat in the jailhouse that be using.
Oh, right. Yeah. They be hitting T.I. with that.
Yeah. T.I. good for that one. They hit Ye with that one with the Kanye VMA acceptance speech.
It's for the kids, bro. My favorite part was he said, niggas want to know if I smoke something.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I hit a little something. I took the edges off. All right. Take it easy.
All right, Ye. I think Ye wait for these VMA moments. You know what I'm saying?
And they wait for him because they had a fucking camera on him for the entire VMA.
Exactly.
They had a dedicated camera on him that went straight to MTV.com that was on Kanye the entire VMA.
Exactly.
He's brilliant. You know what I'm saying? Like, how do you get a He's brilliant at this, dog. Mm-hmm. He knows how to get that camera on him.
Well, the camera was going to be on him anyway.
He's a mastermind.
They knew that shit before he walked in the door.
Who else is doing it like Kanye? In terms of that, at that level where you get that much attention to yourself?
I don't know. It's a few. I mean, there's people. Shit, Trump.
He's a Kardashian.
Trump is trolling.
Trump is, one. Trump is trolling.
Trump, Kardashian. I mean,
he's in the family.
Yeah, shit. He's that's one of the best.
The master manipulators of PR.
One of the best mavens.
What's up
of,
with the hate on Kim, dude? The girl is pregnant. Leave her alone.
I didn't hate her.
Who hate on Kim?
Cats online like she looks like, you know, talking about what she looks like the Hunchback in Notre Dame. There were a couple of memes. They had photos lined up together because she had like this brown outfit on. And yeah, I'm like, yo, she's pregnant. That's what you do when you're pregnant. You wear stuff like that.
Nah, you don't wear stuff like that when you're pregnant. She looked crazy.
See what I'm saying? She looked
crazy.
She's pregnant.
You know, I understand. You tried to.
She's got another body in her.
No,
nah.
Nah. And I'm
she
not even
fine.
I'm not even one of these
I've
motherfuckers
seen worse.
That
I've seen
be
worse.
Shaming and all of that. I'm watching that shit.
Yeah,
and
pregnant
like,
shaming.
Nah,
you're pregnant shaming. Yeah, for pregnant shaming. I like that.
There's so much shaming. Listen. That shit looked crazy.
I mean, goddamn, she come out the house every day with some whatever she got on 2-3 times a day. She gonna fuck up at some point.
And that's what it is. It is what it is. Take the L. Keep going. It ain't no. It is what it is.
Denzel took the L at the Mayweather fight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You take the L. She'll be back. Kanye a styler for the next gym, you know, workout. Kanye was at the VMAs and he had time to stop.
I was watching it. And I gotta tell you, man. Like, I'm not a prude or nothing like that. But it's like there's too much sex.
What you talking about, man?
The VMAs, like Miley Cyrus, like her tit is out. Basically, she has like two overalls covering her nipple.
No, her tit actually did come out.
Come on, dude. Like, whatever happened to just class?
Are you looking for class from the VMAs?
It's like you could even do that with some class. You could do a little nudity with some class. Like, it's just like this.
Miley
no,
Cyrus was the host, dog.
Dog, it's too much. It's too much. Nicki Minaj butt looked like it was built in like the future.
You sound like this is your first day here. Like, you
no,
haven't
it's
seen
just like
before.
It's like no, it's like
where's the
Nicki butt been? Nicki butt been Nicki butt.
No, but it was looking ridiculous in this one.
Your eyeballs was popping.
You need to twerk with the majesty, miss. Pull
it's
it
like,
back a bit.
On,
pull it
it's
back
like,
a bit.
If on, you, huh? It's getting overdone. Like not every. I actually like Bieber in this one. Look, he had a regular black outfit and a fitted cap. He was like, I'm coming out regular.
That shit was terrible. I didn't get into Bieber
I didn't mind
crying
it.
At the end. I think it's this.
The crying part. I'll give you that.
I think the shit is one note. I think it's starting to get one note. It ain't two. Like, you see, when you got to watch people for 2.5-3 hours, they gum up repeated times, you realize they got one shtick. You know what I mean? Miley's whole shtick is, you know, I smoke weed. That's her whole shit. Right. And by the end of the fucking thing, it's like, all right, we get it. It was a little...
We get it.
It was overkill.
But no, I don't think nobody thought Miley Cyrus was going to be some brilliance of class.
She was naked
like
in the promos.
I mean, what the fuck
I'll
y'all
say this
thought?
About her, though. This is what I mean. Like, if you listen to her hosting, extremely articulate.
Okay.
Miley was extremely artistic.
She was Hannah Montana. We know that.
She was fantastic at it. Like, the whole... It was like... Then she was wearing like some craziness. Like... At a certain point, it's like, we get it.
But that's what they
just
put
that's
a what
shirt
they brought,
on.
That's what they brought her
on.
There for.
Put a shirt
they
on.
Brought
put
her
shirt
there
on.
For
put
that.
Shirt on.
They brought her there for that, though.
It's not, I think it's too much.
So
well, don't well, watch.
So you'll shame Miley, but you won't shame Kim why because Kim is pregnant?
She's pregnant. That's what you do.
No, that's not what you do.
You get tired. You got your feet are swollen. You're like, you know what? I'm going to wear... This.
How you know? You been pregnant?
I got my mother's been pregnant. What are you talking
you
about? I've been around
you
pregnant
You
weren't
here when your mama was pregnant?
Yes, I was. My younger
what
brother.
What did your mom's
I got
wearing
younger
the
brother.
VMAs when she was pregnant?
My mother would have worn a straight up nightgown with some flip flops on.
Oh, man.
I'm just saying, like I get what they're trying to do. They're trolling, basically, with the sex. They're trying to get people to watch.
They troll every
but
year
it's like
with
by,
something.
But it's like by the first hour, you're like, okay, we get it.
Yeah, but you can't have people not be who they are. If that's what you that's get, not, Miley Cyrus is that. Exactly. Even if she speaks well, I don't. That's what I'm saying. Have you followed what she's been doing the last?
All I'm
two
saying
years?
Is, all I'm
did
saying
you,
is, all I'm
her
saying
whole,
is,
her whole career is about being butt naked.
No, but we get, but like at a certain point, it's like Miley, you can do it, but then don't get crazy with it. Hit it, yeah, but then back
we,
off.
We that's
be,
different. That's
we
like,
be,
that's
we
like
be
you
talking.
Telling jokes your entire career. They say, hey, Vlad, enough with the punchlines. Why don't you just be a little bit more
okay,
serious?
I'll give an example. It's like a comic that uses the F word too many times. At a certain point, it's like, dude. You can go
like,
without it.
Like Richard Pryor?
Richard Pryor used it sensibly. He was effective with it.
Sensibly. That's your own so that's sensibly. Your own taste. Sensibly. Use it.
Richard
Pryor. The F word sensibly.
I just thought
you just
I
like
just thought,
Richard Pryor.
I thought it was too much ass and titties going around. I thought this is my personal opinion.
I bet Luke was happy.
It's my personal opinion. It was too much. It was too much. It's like, come on, guys. There's actual talent on this show. Hey. You got people that can sing, that can actually dance. We can do without all
but
this ass and titties.
But the VMAs are built on trolling.
And
man.
It just
every year they have
says,
something.
It says a lot about the show.
It has something every year, dog.
It says a lot about the show.
And it's been here.
So,
why would they change now?
What does it say?
That's like, they're like, dude, like somebody step in, like, listen, we're gonna have sex. I'm not saying we're not gonna have it, but let's be a little tasteful about it.
Man, this is cable TV, man. This you know ain't prime time ABC.
Game
right
of Thrones
the...
has titties, but there's also good writing around it. If the whole show was ass and titties, you'd be like, you know what? I'm done.
Who was this guy?
I don't know.
I just saw it and I was like, this is too much.
This
man.
Guy, is he went and got his beard and his
well, he's always been a conservative
off.
Fella. You know this is
but
a conservative
But he actually conservative
fella.
Today.
This is my personal
I'm
sure people like
always
to,
been conservative. If y'all listen, like, he's a Republican.
If y'all can see him, he got his mustache shaved. Listen, he's very conservative today.
I love
today.
Ass and titties like the next guy. I do. I love ass titties like the next guy. I do.
Do
I love
you?
It. Yeah, I love ass and titties.
I don't believe
I love ass and titties.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But, love
but you hating on it though.
It's too much. It's too much. Like I just want to hear his song.
But that's what ass and titties do.
I don't know, man. It's
if the flyer had ass and titties on the flyer, you know when you get to the party, it's gonna be ass and titties at the party. Yes
not
or no?
True.
Let me ask you a question.
Not true. How many hood flies? How many hood flies have you seen? And that girl is not the party. The girl on the fly is not the party. She's never there.
If these asses and titties could run,
that girl at the party is never at the girl on the flyer is never at the party.
And do you hear the disappointment in your voice? That's what brought you to the fly. You understand? That's what brought you to the park.
No.
You went to the park, no, and that's the reason. You like, God damn it. Listen, she's not here.
Listen.
But would you, if you don't, the reason you mad about the hood fly and the hood party is because it's not as advertised.
It's false.
But then you get mad when shit is as advertised. If you look at all of the trailers leading up to it, the commercials leading up to it, even the bus posters, Molly was ass naked.
I'm not mad at that.
So how you got
Miley? It's just like it was Miley was naked, then like Nicki was like half naked. It's just like it's
Nicki
all,
had on a full on dress.
I mean, she was revealing a lot though. I mean, that butt was.
I mean, the butt is gonna be the butt. You can't hide that in a sweater or pajamas.
It just felt like I'm looking at it like, yo, like there's a lot of talent here. You don't got to push the sex thing so hard. That was my only thing. For the first hour, I'm good, but then I was like, all right, we get it.
And you probably should have changed the channel.
I saw Justin's performance. I liked it. I wasn't mad at it. I'm not the biggest Justin fan, but I thought he did good. The whole crying thing, you know. But other than that, it was fine, though. I enjoyed it.
What you think about Nicki coming for Miley? Do you think that was real or you thought that was some bullshit?
I mean, I don't trust nothing on the VMAs. I think it's all out for
stunts,
you know, for stunts and trolls. I think the original Kanye Taylor Swift shit was a troll. So
I agree with
you. You know what I'm saying? I just think it was, you know.
You think the original?
Yeah,
Kanye?
I agree.
I think
I agree.
That was. I think it was.
Yeah.
For me, myself personally, when I first saw Kanye step on the red carpet with the full bottle of Hennessy, he was dressed in all black with the Timbs. He hadn't worn Timbs in years since probably the first album.
Okay.
And then he had Amber Rose in the cat suit, and he was smushing the ass real heavy.
Yeah.
He was just acting a total fool, coming straight into the building.
Hennessy'd out.
Full Hennessy.
Hennessy.
Bottle, not a cup.
Okay.
Not a snifter.
Go ahead.
He had the full bottle.
Full bottle. Uh-huh.
I thought he came there on a mission to, you know what I'm saying, wreak a VMA havoc. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, no.
In most VMA havocs, from my own perception, I think they be staged, man.
So
that's
you felt like this was behind the stage, behind the scenes, they were saying, listen, Kanye, we're going to get you a fifth of Henny.
Nah, he probably came up with his.
Henny
with his,
is always the cause.
I think it was a Henny fueled moment. I think that Henny was the moment. I don't think no PAs had nothing to do with it. I think that Henny got dangerously low, and that motherfucker was like, yo, I feel like I think I need to speak to the people.
I don't know.
I
ain't even sure if the Henny was open.
No, the Henny was.
Was it over?
Hell yeah. If you see the recap, the Henny was like at the one third left. That Henny was guzzled.
I think he was Juicy J-ing that shit.
Nah, I can't. I don't believe
it. I mean,
that
that's just me. I ain't.
Right,
this is
cool.
My own little personal.
If you believe
take.
The same thing.
Well, you know what's funny is that anytime a hood incident happens, either on TV or in real life, that's always a question. Like someone will hit somebody in the face and, you know, in the hood, they'll be like, yeah, you heard so and so punch so and so in the face. Was Henny involved? Henny's always the trigger for a lot of debauchery.
Yeah.
And he's a catalyst.
But Henny's a catalyst, dog. Henny's a catalyst.
I think just VMAs is just known for, you know what I'm saying, that moment.
Creating a spectacle.
That moment that's going to happen
I think the VMAs are known for that one moment that collectively everybody kind of pays attention in a certain age group. Mm-hmm. There's the Grammys, there's the BET Awards, and there's VMAs. Those are like the tentpole. And, you know, I'm talking about the music outside of the Oscars and shit like that. But, you know, you get the Grammys. You know, Grammys is kind of like I think it's a little bit more inclusive, a little older. Mm-hmm. VMAs is definitely a little younger, whiter. You know what I mean? BET is it's young. I think it's black all right, the way up to right. damn near 48. You know what I mean?
50, 60. Yeah. You put Patty up there.
Because the VMAs, but it's one of those big platforms where every VMA, I wound up finding out about like three or four white people I should have known about the year before. Every year, so always new white people I never knew they picking up a trophy. Right. And I'm sure it goes vice versa. I'm sure some white people like, yo, that who's Fatty Wap now? Who is this? Should we pay attention to this guy? You know what I mean? It's always that convergence of people that then been fluttering around. They don't play videos, so there's really no context for them to be introduced to you. So they all converge there. This is that one time where most people are all paying attention. So it becomes like that moment, like similar to like summer jams where there's a screen. Nicki like, fuck that. And she's probably amped off of the fact that her man took an L less than a month ago.
Gotta get some street cred back.
Yeah, we gotta fix,
we gotta get the courage back in the family.
Somebody here gotta, you know, my shit, get to. Yeah. Now everybody, we can't all get tested here.
Shout out to the boss bitch's wife and nigga.
Yeah. So I felt like, and what she said to Miley. Miley kind of looked like, oh shit, she coming for me right here.
Miley got real formal.
Yeah, the response.
We've all been in interviews before.
That was the back pedal. That was.
We've all been in interviews before.
She was back pedaling like Jordan after.
Miley ain't want
after a good shot.
Shit, uh-huh. You know, Miley ain't but a buck, not even a buck. She about 98 cents.
Oh man, that shit was hilarious. Shit got very, did very you guys urban. Watch
the, was it the Macklemore? Was he the one that did the performance outside?
With
like
the
whole walk
dude's back? Yeah.
What'd you think?
Where's that dude from? He's
Seattle.
No, not Macklemore. The dude whose back he was on. He's like a fame. He's from one of these movies. I've seen him before. He's like I want to say he might have been in like Beach Street or something. Like when he came out, people got crazy. Like, oh, they got the motherfucking dude from the, he's like one of those kind of, he looking was tall, that, weird that, looking dude.
I'm trying to think of
something. He came out on the dude's fucking shoulders rapping. Whatever the fuck.
Out of breath.
Macklemore.
All rappers lose their breath quick. You ever notice that? They be like, hold on a second.
No, this is Macklemore. This ain't even, and you on a nigga's shoulders. So how you ain't even walking?
I'm thinking about it. Was that Melly Mel that came out?
It was Mel and Cass and Kumo did.
Mel needed a shirt.
Did he?
Yeah, he needed a shirt.
It was that time. Yeah. That nigga about 60.
Man, Melly Mel ain't never wore a shirt since probably 1989. Yeah, I mean,
hey, look at this nigga. He's torso shaming now.
Nah, you know what I'm saying?
This motherfucker. Again, it was just, that's his brand.
He just came out with the no shirt. It was no like warning. It was like,
that's,
bow!
That's poses, that's let you know that's Melly Mel.
That's Melly Mel. He always was the guy with no shirt. You
know, it was three of them. One dude, the old taller dude, he was one that was out of breath. You could tell he was, yeah.
Yeah, I think that was Cass.
Yeah, Cass a little... I don't know the name.
Man, why you old shaming, man?
No, I'm just saying, look a little out of breath. Look a little out of breath. That's all I said.
They're the founders. They the founders. What they supposed to be?
What we bring up Macklemore for anyway? What was you? About
oh, that
to
performance.
Say?
I thought it was kind of cool the way they set it up. The whole like walk through, then they went out to the theater, then they brought out Melly Mel, which was great.
Macklemore ain't no Melly Mel.
No, but it was cool the way they did it. The performance, the choreography, the way they got to the stage.
You got something to say to Macklemore?
Nah, I got something to say about Melly Mel.
Ah, shit. Talk that
Melly
talk.
Melly Mel wrote the message, man.
It still doesn't mean
you
were out of
heard
breath.
You heard the
yeah,
message,
heard the
my
message,
nigga.
Man. Still mean that,
it don't matter, man. Macklemore ain't brought no message to the game.
Dude. I'm just saying it was little. There was no. It just came out. And I just seen, you know, shirt off. I was like, oh, you know, no warning.
He could come out that way.
He had the black
off,
vest
man.
On. You know, it was a little much.
He's supposed to be able to do whatever he want, man.
Oh, he has carte blanche?
This is hip-hop, man.
And was he not out of breath, Ali? Was he not out of breath?
I ain't see it, but this is hip-hop.
He was out of breath.
This is hip-hop, man. He could do what he want.
I seen Grandmaster Caz on the D-Train with an orthopedic shoe. Dead ass.
You know what I'm saying?
And that's hip-hop. Our only reason...
He could do that,
He's a senior citizen. You have on an orthopedic shoe. And you 20 years old.
But he's making an observation. He saw him with an orthopedic shoe.
But I didn't judge him.
He saw what he saw.
I didn't judge him.
I just said he was out of breath. Is that a judgment?
Still, you kind of told him to put a shirt on.
It was so abrupt.
That's like telling the Incredible Hulk, hey man, we get it. Put a shirt on.
It was a little abrupt. I wasn't ready for it.
Time's up, man.
Listen, dude, my dad walks with his shirt off, and I like to know ahead of time, but you got some shirt on. It's just, you want to know when somebody's coming out with their shirt off. Just want a heads up. Give me a heads up.
You should not be watching TV, man.
Give me a heads up.
Oh man. What's yeah. So what else is going on, man?
I love Melly Mel. Shout out to Melly Mel. There's no hate. I'm just saying he was out of breath.
He's scared of Melly Mel.
He's a big dude, man.
Yo, who is this dude with no shirt on? Fucking
And he got that fat, that like a fat ab he's strong. That's fat strong.
Oh shit, y'all motherfuckers! I can't even talk to y'all because y'all haven't even seen Narcos. That's what I wanted to talk about.
I was going
to
watch that shit today.
Oh, man,
I got caught up in the edit, man.
I was watching Ray Donovan, man.
I can't even watch it, but I'm going to catch up with the Narco. I'm going to catch up with
that shit is fire.
6 hours in. What is it? Yeah, documentary?
6 hours into the
series.
It's 10, yeah. Motherfucker, you know what it is.
What network?
Netflix.
Oh.
Man, that shit is fire. Crazy thing is, they made Pablo Escobar. Now, Pablo Escobar is the first PE before PE. He is public enemy.
Right.
I didn't know. I knew growing up because I got some good friends of mine at a Colombian, so I had heard about Pablo, and Pablo was popping when we were kids.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess I didn't have any idea of how fucking, like, this kid, he's like an octopus. He runs that. He was running that entire fucking country. This nigga was running up in the... to the level I've never seen. To the
soccer, government.
To the point where... It's not even soccer, government. Like that, we see that here. But I'm talking about running up and getting half the Supreme Court clapped. Like, they're done. They're done. I heard you got files of evidence in the building at the Supreme Court. I'm going to send an army to burn down that entire building and clap 6 judges over the Supreme Court. And everybody know I did it. And y'all niggas can't really do shit. Like, that shit is crazy to me. But then the funny thing is, all of this killing, all of this shit that he's, like, masterminded and pointing finger and pulling the trigger on, somehow whoever this actor is that's playing Pablo, this motherfucker is likable as shit. Like, I'm rooting for Pablo. And this is all real shit. This isn't fictional.
Right, right, right.
He's a known killer.
Right.
The guy they got playing this guy, was shit. This dude I'm like, yo, man.
That's how he moved about in his time. He was moving about. People were still loving him. People, you know what I'm saying,
criminal.
Paying reverence to him.
He was a smooth motherfucker.
Because he might fuck you up.
Well, it's funny because I remember watching.
Nah, but it's not even like. It's not even that whole, you know, when you pay respect because somebody is dangerous and you don't want no problems and you're very deferential.
He
was charismatic. Like, he was, you know. But he wasn't like no super Bond or no ladies, man. He just had a way about him. Just didn't seem like he was a killer.
Right.
But he was a motherfucker.
Sociopath, yeah.
That dude was, whoo.
It reminded me when I saw Scarface as a kid. I seen Scarface about 100 times. Mm-hmm. I've always got sad when he got killed at the end.
Yeah,
it was a sense of loss. I was like, I didn't want this dude to die.
Cause it's so fun.
Yeah,
it's fun. Scarface is fictional, so you can still get some escapism in it. I really shouldn't be feeling this way about Pablo. Yeah, it's people that like literally like this, but you know, it's like he's like Hitler level. You know what I mean? Right, he's definitely a bad fucking dude.
Right.
But
it's, you know, to some extent.
Could they have a Hitler? Could they have a Hitler Netflix series?
Oh my God, Damien.
That would require.
Any Jews in the room, please?
I mean.
Well, I'm just saying. That's the thing. Like, he seems like he's the apex of eight, right? Nobody's green lighting no shit like that.
Pinnacle head. Yeah, no one's there.
But I'm sure, like, there's probably some motherfuckers is very tight about this narco shit, because. I'm 6 hours in, and your boy Pablo, he's like Walter White, whereas Walter was doing some bad shit.
And you root for him.
But you were still like, you know what? I mean,
let me ask you a question, though.
He got the cancel.
And you watching him, like, obviously he's a sociopath, he's killing people. Do they also take time to show his redeeming qualities? Like, like money to the poor, building community centers.
It ain't enough.
They're not showing none of that?
It ain't enough. He gives some money up to the poor. He's just a bad motherfucker. Yeah. There's something about that. Like,
but anytime that you're leading, you know what I'm saying, a country or, you know, a bunch of motherfuckers,
uh-huh.
It's going to be some fucked up shit involved, man.
Oh, yeah.
And,
yeah,
you know, as charismatic as Obama is, like when Obama first came in office and everybody was like, hey, you know, yeah, it's so great. I was like, yeah, y'all love him until he got to do his job.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And when he started having to do his job, you got to kill some motherfuckers got to die.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Some of ours got to die. Some of our troops got to die. Yeah. They killing motherfuckers right now.
Drones and all kinds of stuff.
You know what I'm saying?
He's a great guy.
And he's a smooth motherfucker. He'll get out there, you know what I'm saying? Do the two-step.
Walk to Air Force One smoother than anybody.
Cool sense of humor.
Cool as shit.
You know what I mean?
Could deliver a joke.
Nice hairline, fucking guy. You know what I'm saying?
And he probably killed him.
It'd be like that. It'd be like that with the dope dealer in the hood. He fucking up the whole community.
Allegedly.
He fucking up the community.
No problems with Obama.
You know what I'm saying? The dope dealer, he might be, you know what I'm saying, fucking up the community. Your auntie smoking dope from him. But everybody love him. He cool dude, man.
He come around, buy ice cream for everybody.
He come through. He do the neighborhood barbecue every year.
Do everything else your father couldn't do. You know what I'm saying? That nigga's been ravaged by cocaine.
Exactly.
It's a weird thing, though, when you think about it, right? Like, you ever see The Godfather? Like, you know, Corleone was like, I mean, he was a, you know, he was a criminal. But yet he loved his family so much, you start rooting for the dude. You know what I'm saying? You start like, it's a weird thing. This dude is like unethical, but yet his family life is so strong. You're like, I want this guy to do well.
Because people are people are people.
Yeah.
And everybody still, like you said, everybody has that motivation to hopefully, or at least hopefully give back to someone or you know, provide. There's some human quality that we could all relate to because we're all human.
Right.
At the same time, you could be sinister as fuck and you never know.
Right.
I mean, who plays the good guy, quote unquote, in Narcos? Who's the guy that's like the hero?
The police guy, white dude, and this other dude. Everybody's like up and coming or new guys. I don't even know their names. Everybody is whoever they told me they was in the show. Pablo was being played by Pablo Escobar. DEA guys.
Pablo
being
Escobar
played.
As himself.
Exactly. This shit is all the way in. I ain't going to IMDb yet.
But it's just, you bring up a good topic because like I find myself doing the same thing. Like I'll root for the villain because the villain is more seductive.
But then you persecute the titties.
Exactly. That's what I do.
Free the nipple.
How about that? Free the nipple.
Speaking of villains, he's not playing a villain, but Will Smith has a new trailer out for the film Concussion.
Oh, what's that about?
Yeah, I saw that.
Basically, I forget the doctor's name, but I believe he's an African doctor who worked in Pittsburgh.
Right.
And he was kind of the guy that showed, he worked in collaboration with another dude. And he's actually an author now, and he runs a whole organization. But he basically showed scientific proof that these concussions were messing up brains. And it's like the film has significance because one is Will Smith, he's a draw, but two is like it's putting it out that the NFL was kind of ducking this information.
How? And this is like a biopic.
It's about the, it's based on a true
how
story.
Long ago did this guy get this information?
This
what's
was
his
about
setting?
Like six, 7 years ago.
Oh, right. Maybe a little bit longer than that.
Ten.
But it's not old stuff.
It's not old stuff.
This is not old stuff. He ended up. He was in the medical examiner's office. He was the coroner.
Yeah.
And a football player ended up on this thing, and he just noticed different things about. Because I saw the trailer, and I didn't. You know, I've heard about the brain stuff going on with the NFL, but then I went and looked up the actual dude
it's
who was about.
Up.
And you know, he got the NFL dude on his table and he looks at the brain. The brain looks normal, you know what I'm saying? But he couldn't understand, you know what I'm saying, how this guy had these symptoms, but his brain looked normal. And then he started seeing other things in there where he basically, in science, you know what I'm saying, he developed it as a disease. So it's all of these qualifications you had to go to develop it as a disease. He came up with the name. You know what I'm saying? It's like
he got a traumatic brain injury.
It's
a long name. It's like
it's three CTE like motherfucking corporate thugs. It's chronic trauma. It's a bit of. All right. You know what I'm saying? So basically, you know,
NFL disease.
Basically, exactly.
Allegedly.
So you know he wants to.
I get my symptoms on Sundays.
You know he wants to you know stand up for the ball players and what they go through because he's seeing that not only the effects of the physical effects because a lot of times you don't see the physical effects.
Yeah.
And then he's just saying how their loss in livelihood and their depression and all the things that they go through after they leave the league, all is attributed to
concussions.
The constant hits to the head.
Yeah.
So it's interesting that this film is going to be, you know, you got a blockbuster actor playing it.
Yeah.
And then, they kind of show the NFL in an unfavorable light.
Uh-huh.
And it's just interesting to see how this is going to play out, you know, for like youth leagues, high school football, college football. I thought the trailer was great. Definitely had a little bit of a eeriness to it.
Yeah.
The funniest thing about it was interesting. It was like, you're going up against an organization that owns a day of the week. Like, Sundays. Damn.
Yeah, they on a day of the week.
He's on the day of the week.
That's interesting.
So, they got Will playing. You know, Will has a little African accent.
Yeah, I heard you said it was a little suspect.
A little friend. A couple of my friends were like, he's like, I'm happy as Will Smith because he could bring attention to the role. But like, you could have gotten an African actor. Come on. Like, why we got to get, you know.
And then it wouldn't.
Exactly.
It's already about concussions. Yeah, it's already a tough movie to make.
Concussion talk featuring
Jaimin Hinsu.
It just shows you like, it shows you the machine of Hollywood. Like, listen, we would love to get an African dude, but Will's a draw. So
Will might have wanted to make the movie.
That could be true. Maybe he put, yeah, maybe he's behind a producer. I didn't look at the IMDb. Maybe he did produce it.
Or he just might have wanted to play it. Yeah. Like, he might have wanted that role.
You know.
I saw Chris, did you see Trainwreck?
I didn't see it.
Yeah, I did see it.
What did you think of Method Man's African accent?
I'm trying to think. I mean, I don't know. Maybe I didn't even realize.
Enough said, Chris. We get your opinion.
Yeah, the African.
You can't do a regular American accent.
Yeah, the African joint. It kind of took me out of it. It was interesting. I'm happy, you know.
Whatever. Method Man only has a Method Man accent. That's it. That's it.
Funny. What language is that? This is goddamn Method Man.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Bring the pain.
The hardcore from the pain.
Come inside.
I remember everybody used to rap like Meth. That was the flow to have back in, 93, 94. That and the Buckshot flow, the little spoken word, come back, come follow me on the journey of feet. All of that old real introspective rap. I'm going to take a second before I get that, you know, all of that other shit.
Yeah.
Anyway, man. Woo! Fucking they shitted on Idris Elba, but they said Idris is too street to be James Bond.
I'm disappointed in that.
I mean, but this is the thing with me and that whole thing. I'm disappointed. Is that shit even real? Is he even up for the role? It's all just speculation.
Yeah, I don't.
Everybody commenting on if he was Bond. Like, are they even making another Bond movie?
How them shits even doing nowadays? Are they doing fairly well? They back. Daniel Craig brought it back for a bit. Okay.
Yeah, he brought it back. I mean, the third one is coming out in November. The new one
is he in it?
No, Daniel.
What's
Craig.
The last Bond movie you saw in the theaters?
I saw whatever the last one was with Daniel Craig. I can't think.
Did you? Quantum of Solace?
No. Oh, I don't remember. Well, whatever the last one he did.
Whatever the one wasn't the casino.
It was good.
One.
I enjoyed it.
I
like him as Bond.
I've seen all of them. I saw Casino around the theater. I saw Quantum of Solace in the theater.
Are you a Bond fan?
I like Daniel Craig as Bond.
But are you a Bond fan?
Yeah, so I mean, except for Roger Moore.
Do you feel like Idris is too street for Bond?
No, I think Idris is perfect for it.
Because why is he?
Well, you know, you watch him, his acting career, he's a phenomenal actor. One, he has a British accent.
He
down.
Could be British finally.
He British
or
finally.
Or Luther, I guess he was.
He was British. But that was a British show.
Yeah, but he has the accent.
Is he a phenomenal actor?
I thought he killed it in The Wire.
Okay.
Yeah, he killed it in The Wire.
And what else?
Luther,
have you watched Luther?
Luther's great.
Everybody say Luther dope. I can't fuck with it because
Luther's great. Luther's great.
I like Luther.
Is he killing it in Luther?
I like Luther. I like Luther.
I think he would kill it as Bond. He looked Bondish. He's right. Like out of the cats. And I mean, it was him, and it was. I know at one point they got the kid that the dude that not the kid, they got the guy that played. I forget David. I don't know how to say his last name. The guy that played MLK.
Right.
He's Bond. They did a whole thing about him being the first Black Bond. Turns out it's the
audio book.
Why you do that to that man? They gave him the James Bond podcast.
This shit is speculation. Like putting Harriet Tubman on the $20 bill. Like nobody said they was putting nobody else on the $20
bill. I heard
they
really was gonna put Harriet Tubman. That was all they were saying. That who is they?
This
first
is
of
a
all,
speculation Harriet report.
Tubman. You didn't hear about that?
What?
Shit?
No.
Hey, come
they
on,
were
man.
Saying they were gonna put a woman on the $20 bill, and at no. one point the leader of the poll was Harriet.
It was
Tubman.
A survey saying if they were to change, if they were to put a woman on a $20 bill, who would be the best?
I wouldn't
candidates.
Mind seeing Harriet Tubman the currency.
See Harriet on why not? 20. Harriet on the 20. Harriet, see, like she did too. The 20 is a fucking currency of debauchery. Well, maybe you're you know what I mean? There's a lot of shit that go. Yeah, maybe yeah, something that's like, yeah, that's relegated to like odd. 50 is cool. I put on a 50. A 20.
Well, speak on this. Speak on this currency of debauchery.
It just, 20 is
D making a ring with some money. D making a ring.
You can buy a 20 bag or something.
Something. Just let me get it. Because they already a dub. Let me get it. It's already a dub. It's a tub. Let me get a tub. Let me get a tub, son. Let me get a tub.
You saying the 20 got no cachet?
Twenty got a lot of cachet, but the 20 got a lot of like stigma to it.
Yeah,
very... I'm gonna have to redefine the brand. I don't know who is on the 20 right now.
Andrew
anyway.
Jackson?
No, it's Alexander Hamilton.
And nobody know what he did in his.
Hamilton was great. I was actually gonna jump in. Hamilton was great. He was like a real important like founder of the country and everything. And they were saying they should take Jackson off. He was
well, what does that mean? Hold on, but what does that mean? Can you talk this real broad conviction? Hamilton was great.
Great guy.
They say he was one of the best in the country.
Always on time.
That's them.
He was never late.
They say the pizza down the block is the best pizza in New York City. Who is that?
I'm watching this New York documentary film.
Go ahead. What did that? What did Hamilton do?
This gets into like the whole founding of the city. Hamilton was like an orphan that became like real self-educated.
Oh, shit.
You know, he...
Pursuit of happiness.
Was he a slave owner?
No, he wasn't. Okay. He had made sure the capital was there.
Like that.
You know, he worked out a whole bunch of stuff.
He owned black people.
He was a good dude, but...
He was a good guy.
Yeah.
But
whatever.
Who you want to see on the 20?
I don't know. I mean, I thought about it. I mean, they could put Harriet Tubman on. That doesn't bother me.
I love that. I like that shit. Yeah, put Harriet on it.
Well, you know, Hamilton, they also got that play on Broadway now. Mm-mm. The homie Lin-Manuel.
Yeah, I heard that shit is all that.
It's all that in a bag of chips, man.
You went?
I haven't gotten your tickets. Are crazy.
Oh, okay.
But I'm going to go.
But they say... It's good shit.
You said it's amazing.
Yeah, I heard it was good. I heard it's like how you acted as if you went just
yeah,
there.
No.
He heard that shit. I said, well, all that in the bag of chips. I ain't go, but.
And I went to school with him, so that's the homie.
So, you just feel it.
You went to school with who?
Lin-Manuel, the guy who wrote the Hamilton. So, you know, I should homie a little love. That can't be just me. Okay. That's the dog. It's the homie.
You could have just said, I ain't see it, though. You said, I haven't seen it. That shit is fire.
Banana sandwich.
You already know.
All kinds of produce sandwiches. Nah, but I didn't think you were going to do the follow-up question.
We talk about some shit.
I didn't expect a follow-up question.
But you know what, though? To that point, I'm good for that shit. Because I know, like, all of the books right now that's hot, that people are supposed to be reading. Like, you know, the Ta-Nehisi Coates joint? Yeah, that's, real good book to be reading.
I see a lot
right
of
now.
White people reading.
Fine.
Right.
Okay, yeah. And you know a few of the new books that is, you know, that's popping. I haven't read a lot of them. I've maybe read a few pages into them.
You read Baratunde book?
Nah, I can't read a book that's how to be black.
Come on, man.
I know how to
my
be
life.
Black. I came out of here
black. Yeah, still black.
Yeah, shout out.
I'm going to die black.
I fuck with Baratunde. That's my dude. But,
all right. Here go.
And it looked too thick for all these rules.
In the conversation, we're going to break down your reading list. What are we supposed to be reading?
Oh, yo, we should do that shit. You know we should have it in the conversation. I've seen... other podcasts do shit that's a little bit more productive. Things like that. Let's all challenge ourselves to read.
What was that list you was talking about?
Oh, man. What is that? That Ta-Nehisi Coates joint is popping. Oh, man. What else I've been seeing people talk about? You didn't really put me on the spot.
Oh, man. It's the follow-up question.
Thank you, Wally. Don't fear the follow-up. I'm with it.
When getting the list together.
That Sick in the Head, that Judd Apatow book is getting a lot of...
I'm halfway through it.
Yeah. I haven't even heard that one.
Sick in the head. Save the Cat.
Save the Cat. That's about writing movies and scripts. Nah, I got both of them.
Save the Cat.
That's Blake Snyder.
I'm throwing you the alley-oop. I'm just laughing.
Sick in the head.
I'm throwing you stuff we talk about.
Power of Habit.
The Power.
I got a lot of books I haven't read.
Y'all fucking up, man. I'm trying to take
notes. I'm telling you, The Power of Habit. I read
Dice Memoir was good.
Filthy Truth. This is my thing about that shit. He didn't talk about
The Downfall.
Yeah, he was. Let him tell it. He was only fucking up for 2 weeks.
So we're not going to put that one on the list.
No, I put it on the list. Shout out to the name.
What's the name?
Filthy Truth.
Filthy Untruth.
Man, that's a lot of slander in this podcast.
I don't even know what the fuck we talking about.
I'm into a lot of comedy.
Right now we got Sick in the Head, Save the Cat, Power of Happiness.
Becoming Richard Pryor.
Filthy Truth. Becoming Richard Pryor and saying a lot of fuck words.
Yeah.
And then there's also, I'm reading the Johnny Carson one too.
I'm reading the Luke book.
There you go. Yeah, Life, Liberty. And
was he involved in that? Was he?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he wrote.
How was it?
I mean, for me, it's a great book because it breaks down a lot of Miami history. That's, you know, how you would know the history to a certain point. You know what I'm saying? From a certain perspective, from our generation, from as far as, you know, my parents go in the city. But then, you know what I'm saying, he's a little older and his parents are a little older. So he's breaking down the history of Miami right now, the part that I'm on, from a little bit further back, which gives me a lot of context as to why things the way they were and, you know, things that I grew up knowing. And, you know, so it's actually a good book, more insight on, you know what I'm saying, him as a person as opposed to as the, you know what I'm saying, the character.
Uh-huh. Okay. Actually, I would like to read that. You got hard copy? You got the...
I got the hard copy and that shit. It was expensive. Remember
all that.
I'm going to finish it first.
And add to that list, Diary of Madman. It's the biography of Scarface, written by Benjamin Meadows Ingram. Shout out to my man.
Then the Pimp C book out there.
Oh, the Pimp C. Shout out to Julia Beverly. Yeah. That Pimp C book, that shit is 700 pages.
Mad
thorough.
Small font.
All right.
Small font.
Yeah, man. So you said you, what's up with you, man? What you been up to?
Ah, man, we've been out here shooting a bunch of shit, man. We did, we got a whole bunch of stuff on BET.com right now with that How to Rock.
Oh, that's
so
dope.
So we got that up there. You go check that out. But
congratulations on that.
Nah, salute.
Appreciate that. But you know what I'm saying? I was shooting this joint yesterday. It was a panel. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And it was, you know, about career. You know, it was for younger people from like 18 to 25. And it was about, you know what I'm saying, jumpstarting your career, how to, you know, get in. So they had a nice panel of people up there talking about, you know, how they got their careers. And the whole point of it was for everybody to be real transparent. So you had like Jason Rodriguez from Revolt. You uh-huh. had Tracy G from the Sway Show.
All right.
You had Mike Muse. And then it was put together by my girl Isis. And I'm not even going to fuck up her last name.
Okay. I know.
So Isis put it all together. And it was pretty dope because it reminded me of, you know, when I was young trying to get into the game, you know what I'm saying, how important these conversations were, you know what I'm saying, and how important that information was getting in. You had to go to, like, Jack the Rapper or, you know what I'm saying, any of these little conferences to get it. And they don't have too many of those no more like that. So it was very, it was cool, you know what I'm saying, being up in there and watching and listening and watching the young people taking this information and then you hearing it. And then, you know, understanding two sides of it. Right, one, right. That, you know, somebody going to get something out of it. And two, you know what I'm saying, a lot of them not even going to understand how to apply that shit. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, you know, it just took me back to the days, you know what I'm saying, of when that was important. But then it also made me realize that, shit, right now, it's still places I'm trying to go. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And, you know, how do I get that information? How do I make those same steps that they trying to make as new jacks, but you trying to make as someone that's a little more seasoned.
Yeah,
you know what
yeah.
I'm saying? So, you know.
Well, so what came out of the conversation?
Well, I mean, what came out of the conversation, really, I mean, you know, everybody told their story. But for me, what came out of it was, you know, asking myself, how do I get that information? Like for you, Vlad, how do you get that information and inspiration to make your next steps? And you've been in it.
Like,
how would you do it?
I guess, yeah. Well, it's a great point of discussion. I think for me, it's like finding inspiration. Guys I like to watch, guys whose career I like to model.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, I'm a big fan of Brian Regan. So, like, how do you get to that level where you can just sell tickets without ever being on TV?
Right.
But then I also like Ray Romano. So, it's like, I'm inspired by that. So then, like, I picked up Ray Romano's Phil Rosenthal, who's the showrunner for Everybody Loves Raymond. I picked up his book and I read through that.
Mm-hmm.
And I read through how he put the show together. So, it's like, I hate to sound tender about it, but like I try to find beauty that makes any sense.
Mm-hmm.
Things that I find beautiful. I think Brian Regan's comedy is beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And when I get that spark, it could be music, it could be art, it could be an amazing podcast, hint, hint, in the conversation. But then whenever I see something beautiful, I get inspired by that. So right. I look for things that I consider beautiful.
Right.
Oh, tender shit. I like that. That's beautiful. That's a good way of looking at it, though. I kind of agree. I do the same thing. I never thought of it as beautiful. I just try to, you know, you can tell when you're inspired by some shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes you happen upon it. You know what I'm saying? Like, it could just be a good conversation you have with somebody. There's certain people that when you talk to them, they could get you inspired. They can motivate you. You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? And you got to cycle through those motherfuckers because you don't want to exhaust it.
Right, right.
Your motherfucker can't every day hit you with that same battery.
Right, right.
You know what I mean?
Doubt.
Sometimes you got to kind of move around and you got to live enough to you know, do something with the inspiration. Don't just get inspired and go sit on the couch and be like, I'm fucking turnt for this and not do nothing with it.
Right.
But inspiration is free. It's everywhere. It's in the books.
It's in the universe.
It's in the universe. Just look for it. Like you said, look for those people that are doing what you want to do and ask questions. Don't be afraid to ask those questions. I think a lot of people are afraid to to reach out and humbly ask a question, say, listen, I would like to be where you are.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because some people feel like that puts them in a position to where they're less than.
Right.
You know, but.
See, I think, you know what I'm saying, with me, you know what I'm saying, a lot of times, like when you're young and shit, you look at whoever's popping or what you can see is who's doing it big, and you start at that point. Like, okay, I want to be like, you know, Puff or Russell Simmons or whoever it is, Donald Trump, and you're looking where they at, and then you try to model your situation around, you know what I'm saying, where someone's at. And though I think the most important part is understanding, you know what I'm saying, where you're at and the various levels between you and where you want to be.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And in the time before the internet, you know, it was all about research. It's always about research. Like right now it's about research. But before the internet, you had to read, but most importantly, you had to listen like a motherfucker. Yeah. Every conversation, you know what I'm saying, was important because it had little nuggets. You know what I'm saying? You're like, you might be in a room and just overhear one little piece and be like, ooh. And then it starts taking your mind in a direction that leads you where you want to go. So, like, you know, when I tell people a lot of times, it's like, sometimes, like, the research on the internet is great because it gives you more than whatever's been out there. But never underestimate the power of real-life information, like talking to people who might actually know. You know what I'm saying? Somebody, because a lot of times you might be researching somebody who may be too powerful for people to want to put anything bad about them, or not powerful enough or they might be an asshole where everybody putting bad stuff, but nobody's giving you the good stuff. So if you talk to somebody who actually know, they could give you something, you know what I'm saying, that might be a little more productive for what you're trying to get. So, you know what I'm saying, for me, it's all about research, man. It's all about understanding the information and where I'm trying to go and what steps that I need to take from where I'm at to get to that place.
Yeah, I think the hard thing, too, is like patience is also involved, too, right? Like, I think guys get too thirsty sometimes. It's like desperation is the worst thing you can have.
Right.
Like, you want to be proactive, but you don't want to be thirsty.
Right.
Because that when you reek of desperation, nobody want to really work with you.
That's why you got to know why you're doing what you're doing. Right. You know what I mean? Like, for real, because there's people that do shit because they see somebody else do it, and now they want to do it.
I could do that.
They see
if
somebody,
he's doing that.
They see somebody else
what's
shine.
That classic thing you always tell me about, remember back in the day about rappers on the radio?
Oh, about being
being horrible, and they're like, oh, if he's rapping like that.
Yeah, sound like the wackiest shit on the radio. That's some shit. We went to, I think that was a TJ's DJ. Shout out to TJ Chapman. We used to have this thing, TJ's DJ's Tastemaker panel back in Tallahassee. And
TJ was good for passing along that information.
Yeah, he had a record pool that like kind of ran the South, like really built the South up heavy as far as DJs and all that shit. So he hold this Tastemaker panel with all the DJs from around and all of the upcoming artists. They would converge and it would be like forums and then parties and shit like that and panel discussions. And whenever you get a bunch of upcoming artists, you know what I'm saying, and some gatekeepers together, there's a lot of frustration and real talk that goes back and forth. Yeah, I forget who said that, but that was one of the realest things. I don't know. I forget who said it. Maybe KP or somebody was like, you know, everybody say, man, you know, all this bullshit on the radio. This is that bullshit. If they got bullshit on the radio, I know I should be on the radio. Fuck that. If that shit could make it, then I know this shit could make it. It's like, why are you placing your why are you making the value of what you just created equivalent to the last some bullshit that you feel shouldn't be on the radio?
Yeah. Right.
You know what I mean? But it's just one of those things. Just, you got to know what you want and what you're doing and why you're doing it, even when there is no attention. Because that's when it's the worst. That's when shit could get uncomfortable. That's when shit could get damn near desperate because you feel like ain't nobody paying attention.
That little voice in your ear, dog.
But that's most of the journey is when nobody's looking.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's when you got to do the work part of that shit. You know what I'm saying? Everybody wants somebody to comment and like on everything that they got going on.
Yeah.
But then, you know what I'm saying, you could get comments and like and not be doing the work.
That's one of the best looks when you see somebody out of the blue just come out and they obviously they've been putting the work in and then they just appear somewhere. You like, oh shit.
Yeah.
Oh, you've been putting it in work. Okay.
I see you.
That's dope. I like that.
And then it ain't no stopping it because the train already out the window.
Gone.
you know. So,
but then also I think that, like, you know, I was back in the day, I used to hate those like books. It was like, repeat mantras to yourself.
Yeah,
like I'm good enough. I belong here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That shit works, dog. Like, yeah, when you're in a situation where like you feel like you're not up to par to the surrounding environment,
uh-huh,
you literally got to have a voice in your head going, "No, I'm good. I'm good for this. Yeah. I've worked for this. I'm ready for this." You got to literally change the tape in your head.
Absolutely.
Yeah. How you change the tape?
Like I did. You know, I was in Montreal and I did like this 3,000 seat performance. It was a gala.
Mm-hmm.
And it's me, you know, Jim Brewer, mm-hmm, Howie Mandela's hosting, big event, stage is gorgeous, right? And it's 3,000 people, Ali, right? And I'm like, you know, there's a part of your brain that goes, hey man, you know, are we gonna do this? Like, what's going on here? Mm-hmm. You know, this is a big deal here. You know, I got camera. You saw cameras, right? You saw the camera? Yeah, you saw the camera.
Mm-hmm.
And there's another part of the tape that has to go, shut up. I've worked for this. I'm ready for this. I know my material. And I'm a win.
This is how you got here.
This is how you got here.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like it's a different way of training yourself. You know, you literally gotta. I've gotten better at it. Like I hear that voice in my head. I'm like, nah, I'm not paying no mind to you.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it could be tough. You gotta do that shit. You gotta shake that shit off. You see it coming too. You gotta.
Because it's almost like you almost want to like downplay yourself. So in case you fail, you can say, hey, I didn't try that hard.
It's like managing your fall.
Yeah, because you don't want
your hands out.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? He still fell, though. Everybody saw it. It's still on Vine, and everybody's watching the 6-second clip. Look at that nigga fall.
Right.
Take the L.
Take the L.
Learn from that L.
Get up.
And I've gotten better at compassion, too. Like, you know, you take an L, and you go to yourself, well, what good came out of that? What did I do well?
Yeah.
You know, I definitely did this well. I didn't do that part well, but I definitely did this well. And having compassion for where you're coming from.
Right. You know who'll get you hyped though? I stumble upon some old wild Instagram shit. It's this cat, Shannon Briggs. You know Shannon Briggs?
Yeah, the boxer
from Brownsville. Uh-huh. He has his whole shit is, let's go, champ! Right. That's his whole shit.
Right.
I'm following him right
and
now.
Yo, the shit is catchy as fuck. He be everywhere. He be in the middle of Whole Foods. And you can tell this nigga at Whole Foods just working. He probably wanted to cast that, like, I think he was in the, you know, where you get your little almond butter, the almonds grounded to the butter. Right. The cat that got to work that shit. And he just turned on his whole shit. He was like, yo, we in Whole Foods. He see me every day. You know what it is, baby. Say it. Let's go, champ. Let's go, champ. Oh, man, that shit get me so hyped. That and my man DJ Khaled.
I just followed him right now.
Khaled is hilarious, man. Khaled shit is just, I've changed a lot. Like, the shit he talked. I fuck with. I think that, Cal is like a pastor / motivational.
But dog, it's infectious, right?
Absolutely.
It's infectious. Like a good pastor. Yeah. Like
everybody want to feel
good.
Yeah.
Nobody want to feel miserable.
But just like misery is infectious.
Oh,
you could feel that shit. You could smell it in the air like weed. You like, oh, them niggas over there is bitter as shit. Let me get over here. You can see it. As soon as you get in a bitter conversation. You ever try to bring some levity to a bitter conversation?
They hate that.
Yo, but what about? You and your man trying to snigger with the silver lining ass.
No positive.
Positive motherfucker.
Fuck out of here with that shit, nigga. It's raining over here. Oh, man. Let's go, champ. That's my shit.
I just followed him on Instagram.
Somebody got to chop that up and put that in the record or something, man. That shit is infectious.
I think everybody that box, once they don't box no more, everybody call him champ.
Champ. You got to. Yeah, champ. Even they ain't make it.
You ever seen that clip of, it's like a dude out in front of a bodega type of store, and then it's an old school cat in like some pink dress pants and some gaiters.
Duh.
And then the dude is talking shit, and they were like, man, don't leave him alone, man. And then he keep talking shit, and then he's like, nah, don't do it to him, champ. And then I guess the dude in the pink, he was an ex-boxer. He's like, don't do it to him, champ. And the dude kept on. My man hit him with
champ his ass out. Woo! Down for the count.
Focus.
Motherfucking some pink slacks just put you on the floor.
That's the worst.
But, you know, you could tell a fighter by their body language. You know what I'm saying? Once a dude square up, you like, okay, this ain't.
He a little too calm. He a little too calm for this stuff.
He a little too calm. His stance is
measured.
Is exactly how it's supposed to be.
His breathing is not changed at all. This motherfucker is ready to destroy your whole eye socket.
He's still looking cool. He's just relaxed in a month. But his stance already let you know.
And he had pink slacks on.
Pink slacks.
Confidence.
Pink gaiters.
Exactly.
Yeah, you don't want to fight nobody with pink slacks on.
No. And don't bleed on his pink slacks either, because that'll be fucked up. Now you got to get ass-whipping part two. Mm-hmm. You got to drop a burgundy on my pink slacks, motherfucker. I got to put it down.
Let's go, champ.
Let's go, champ. Oh, that shit is funny, man.
You know who wants to stop fighting, though? Who? It's Burger King and McDonald's.
Man. You know what, man?
I'm not mad at it, though.
You know I'm going to fuck with Burger King.
Them motherfuckers just mad because Chipotle is putting their ass out of business.
That could be, well,
I forget what they call the kind of restaurant Chipotle is. There's a few others like it, but it's a cross between fast food and fine dining, so to speak. But that particular category has been eaten into the burger
market
for the last 10 years, and it's getting to a point where it's significant.
McDonald's owns Chipotle, right?
Nah, used to.
Oh,
he bought back his freedom because you don't own me no more, Donald.
Donald.
I saw that shit. First of all, you know I don't fuck with Burger King. I haven't fucked with Burger King since 1996. Y'all both know this. I felt as though it was a cheap
Vendetta.
Ploy. It was a cheap ploy to catch a little bit of McDonald's. It's like KFC reaching out to Popeyes.
You know you got some shine.
You know what I'm saying? Yo, can I be down?
Would you compare to Meek hollering to Drake about the retweet? Yo, let me get a retweet.
Well, nah, it's let me get a... Nah, he can't put that out there. But it's just like... You know what I don't respect about it? It's the same shit of the open letter. You know what I mean? Don't put me in a position to where when I say no, I'm against fucking National Peace Day because I don't want to fuck with my competitor. That's what you trying to leverage, Peace Day? And I like that he was like, we ain't got no beef. Our shit is just competitive. You stay in second place, Pop. We'll be over here with these golden arches.
I barely eat a McDonald's. Unless I'm on the road and that's like the last thing.
I don't eat it, neither one of them.
I'm not mad at like I would try it out. A Whopper mixed with a Big Mac.
But that would just be out of curiosity. You know, you could do that. You could do it yourself.
Secret sauce and all that.
You could do that shit yourself.
Do it yourself.
Get
the house. Do your own summit. We're going to go to Atlanta to get that shit.
That's a good video for the
internet. Hell yeah,
though.
You, Vlad, takes a peaceful break. Peace. You know what I'm saying? It's a peace of mind.
No, question though.
Peace of mind.
Question, how would you construct it? Would you take out the, would it be one piece of McDonald's piece?
I think they got it on the thing. They have it in the diagram. I think they tried to act funny, Stan. I saw Burger King try to throw lightweight jab at McDonald's. It's true though. But their patty is way bigger, so they had the bigger patty at the bottom. They had the little tiny McBurger Big Mac patty exposed.
Yeah, how would you construct it?
I would take the McDonald's patties all the way off.
And put the flame broiled.
Put the flame broiled joints with the McDonald's sauce.
Would you keep the middle bread?
Got to keep the. That's not a
Big
Mac.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I guess you got to.
Would you keep the middle McDonald's bread and then have the two
Big Mac tops?
I guess you have a lopsided ass sandwich, but I suppose I don't know.
Oh, because you feel it like the Whopper bread might be
Whopper
too.
Whopper bread would be bigger.
You don't like the Whopper sauce?
Whopper don't have no sauce. They got
yellow sauce on it.
Yeah, ketchup and mayo. Ketchup and mayo. But I would never do a Burger King nothing in New York. No, the New York Burger King is...
It's some bullshit.
It's some bullshit.
They always look dingy.
They're like the bus station.
Yeah, it looks like a bus depot.
It looks dark inside.
It really does.
Like, you go to other seats and the Burger Kings be new and shit and have a little lounge and shit.
If they did off-track betting at a Burger King, I wouldn't be surprised. You know what I'm saying? Like, it has that dingy, like...
But
I did a... go ahead.
I'm saying, that's the New York perspective. Like, coming from where I'm from, I never saw Burger King like that until I got here.
Look nasty like
that. Like, when I came here, it's like, damn, what the fuck? Yeah. They don't give a fuck about
New
no
York
King.
Will make everybody compromise. Like, everybody got about it. Like, because the fucking real estate is too expensive to be all this fancy. Take that fancy shit to a nice suburb where you could afford it, but if you're gonna be on 34th Street, your shit gotta look like a fucking OTB. It's dead ass.
Like a DMV.
Exactly. It's a quick joint. Not even the one with real line. You gotta come there with some paperwork. They talked to you earlier.
Like a twin donut.
Yeah. Yo, remember what I did? I've done this though. I've had them put quarter pounder patties on my Big Mac before one day.
And how was that?
Did they give you a hassle?
Shit was banging. They will. Certain places would be cool about it. If you cool about it, say, yo, let me
get the quarter pounder patty.
Yeah, let me get a Big Mac, but put some quarter pounder patties on that shit for your boy.
They charge you extra?
They charge me a little bit extra, but nothing crazy. They ain't charging for both. They might have charged you 75 cents extra. Something light. Cause it was just some shit to see if I could do it.
Yeah, you like doing that kind of shit.
I do. Fuck it.
Like, I want my shit done, but don't wrap it in the paper. Put my shit in the box.
You know what I'm saying, brother? You heard, just toast the
middle
bun.
Particular,
bro. Like, but that sandwich don't come in the box. Well, I just want mine in the box.
You got any purple cabbage back there?
Listen. Listen, man, I like things a certain way. I ain't never been that particular at a Burger King but or McDonald's, but you know, it is what it is, man. Oh, shit.
At least it's such a clown. That was hilarious.
What you talking about, man?
That was hilarious.
Speaking of peace, let's just peace the fuck out of here.
Let's peace out.
Peace out of here.
Where you going
to
be at?
Real quick, man, I want to give a shout out to the homie Sebastian Maniscalco. We just did the weekend to get that levity.
All right.
8 sold out shows. Unbelievable time. Definitely looking forward to linking up with him again. I am at the, you got to go to the website. Website got my stuff, laughingvlad.com.
Oh, shit. Mm-hmm. You can't even talk about it no more.
You know what I mean?
Too much.
You know what I mean?
I'm going to be back to schooling it, man. Got 3 kids going back to school. Yeah, yeah. Some school shopping, drop-offs, all that good shit.
That's what I'm gonna be. There you go.
Stress Factory.
That ain't stress.
No, the Damien Stress Factory.
I'll be at New York Comedy Club tonight. Then I'm going to be at the Stand this weekend. Also UCB East and Stand Up New York. And I'll be at the Stress Factory September 10th through the 12th. So go get tickets now. We're trying to sell that bitch out. Anyway, tell a friend to tell a friend and tell your enemies too to jump inside the conversation. We out. Peace.
Bye.